Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, I'll get that water. Oh, it's gone everywhere.
Oh no.
Glug, 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 glug. That's glug, slopping glug on the floor.
Well, at least both in this mime and in real life, that's
actually
gone on my lap.
Pop that down.
Pop that down. I committed too hard to the bit.
Well, that's actually very real. That's what happened last night. Just kicked some water at my bedside table. Today, we are doing the topic that's on everyone's lips.
Who among us is not chanting it in the street, begging to hear our hot take on this topic?
Or anyone's hot take on this topic. How to organise your bedside table. It's not how to have a bedside table, but organise makes more sense and sounds like, you know, there's less problems going on in our lives. We're doing this because I've never managed to have an acceptable bedside table, and I want to ask Tessa about hers, and I thought, let's do it. So, shall we?
Now, the bedside table, it really came out of you very hard, the suggestion. Like, you really were like...
It fell out of me.
We could do this, and it came out really fully formed and ready.
Yes, maybe we could do how to organise a bedside table, because I've never had one that's actually been properly organised. And if I tell you about my bedside table, you'd be like, why is that not organised? That sounds like the perfect setup, and yet it's still not.
I can't wait to get in here. Yeah. Oh, yum, 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 let me in there. It's tough, a bedside table.
Oh, it's just... It feels like it shouldn't be as hard as it is. Whenever I see photos of, like, interiors on Instagram... Their bedside tables are always immaculate. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's great. And then when I look closer, I'm like, there's not enough surface area to put anything on there. Where is your drawer?
Yep.
Or there's one drawer. You need more. Or like, I don't know, that I'd just fill that immediately. So, and of course it looks great because there's nothing on it.
There's nothing there. I think that's something I'm really struggling with the online content vis-a-vis interior design.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you're like, yeah, exquisite. Not functional.
Yes, and now you move into the flat
right
with your stuff. So what happens
Where's
then?
Where's the stuff? Because
so
you can't just make a coffee table with a rose and a glass and then like three big books. Anyway, the point is, you're looking at all these lovely, lovely bits and you're like, yeah, obviously we could all do that. The point is we have to live in the space and I can't just make showrooms. They have to be livable.
Yeah.
And I think we're really not in a place of... livable content at the moment. What seems to be being pushed towards us is this very like this handy little thing, and then you're like, right, but how does it work? Like,
yeah,
it's all very good for your little video, but like, that's actually not functional.
I hate the it actually stopped. That was the thing that pushed me over the edge to delete TikTok, which was like Sunday resets, I think they were called, and it was just loads of people. They set up like a camera in their sort of essentially perfect house, but then would film themselves doing the Sunday reset, hoovering, mopping, moving and replumping all the cutting. Like, well, it looked perfect before.
Yeah.
And also, like, I'm tired, so I don't want to do that on Sunday. And why are you making me feel like that's the, like, I'm the laziest person in the world when, like, it's so achievable because I'm watching them do, I'm watching them hoover, I'm watching them go along and sort of, like, why can't I do that? Because you can't fake the fact that your house does look like that.
No, you can.
Oh, no,
because you just move all of your belongings to one side of the room.
Fuck me, is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, and you create one perfect corner.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't want to go. I'd be a little weird. But
yeah, sure. It would, but imagine if you're making content.
Yes, content, great.
Making content isn't living. You know, it's making these like fake corners, fake bits, fake things. Yeah. And what we are currently being sold and what we're all addicted to is watching people living better lives than us and us being like, oh God, you know, and we're sort of addicted to that feeling of inadequacy.
Yeah, thinking if only I just... like, you know, spent 6 hours cleaning every Sunday. Like, I could. Like, well, yeah, you could.
Yeah.
But you
don't.
You'd be sad.
So, welcome to the podcast. I would like to pivot at this point from my adult thing.
Yes.
And just share some facts.
The most adult thing you've done this week is a little thing, a little series that we like to do at the start of every episode. And Tessa decided to pivot.
I have decided to pivot. I actually wanted to use this in our Valentine's Day episode. It was one of those lovely episodes where we begin light and we... and it turned dark.
It wasn't dark. Does.
It just took an interesting emotional turn.
Yeah.
So I missed saying what I wanted to tell you all, a pointless little fact about Valentine's Day, but
please.
I like it so much I'd like to share it with you now, which is that Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, celebrated around the world. In South Korea, you know, sometimes you receive a cultural fact on Wikipedia.
Absolutely.
And for the people internally, they're like, yeah, it says that, but we don't actually do it.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm just beginning the caveat with that. But nonetheless, in South Korea, girls give Valentine's Day cards, roses and chocolates to boys. So it's very much a girls to boys thing. But then it is followed by March the 14th, the following month, with a custom that began in Japan in the late 1970s, but spread to South Korea. And so we are but days away from the March the 14th
very
now.
Exciting.
Here it comes. It's called White Day.
Okay.
Oh, hello. And this is when boys who received a gift 1 month ago must return the gesture with their own gifts of chocolates or sweets.
Oh.
But it says it began as a way of simply showing your thanks for whatever you had received.
Yes.
And it was sort of compulsory to return that, reciprocate. Mm-hmm. It says, however, today it is yet another opportunity for couples to show off.
It always is.
It always is.
What
but then,
holiday isn't?
Exactly.
And then, Smithens, sorry.
Smithens,
of course, constantly.
Lovers. God damn them. But then it is followed 1 month later. On April the 14th.
Oh my God, there's so
it
many.
It keeps on going.
Christ.
By Black Day, can you believe? And Black Day is when singles, those who received neither a gift on Valentine's nor on White Day,
okay,
gather together, wear all black, paint black nail varnish and wear black jewellery.
I would love this day.
Right? And eat a type of noodles in black bean sauce, a particularly cheap, like a cheap and cheerful dish that would be associated with a comfort dish. Mm. And they gather together and cheer for the unattached. Those who are proud of their independence and consider this day a time to honour themselves.
Well, that's nice.
Isn't it nice? Though it is...
And
then,
it is also used as a chance for couples to show off.
No, not on Black Day. You must respect the unattached.
Okay.
That's for them and them only. But then couples have the other... Then South Korea got so into it that they made 12 days of love. And they were like, well, we've already got these three going on the 14th. Let's keep it on.
Oh,
May
no.
the 14th, yellow day.
Oh, no.
Give your lover something yellow.
That seems like a stretch.
I know. It quickly tails away after like, oh, that's fun. Valentine's, the reciprocal day, and then the celebration for singles. Day. Bit of fun. Yeah. I think we should have paused there, South Korea, if we may. But no, I think it is, it's a similar energy of the Instagram sales,
yes,
the singles day, the being told, you know, treat yourself, treasure yourself, get all these things.
It's time to treat yourself.
Just get this, then that'll fix the void. That'll do it. That'll sort you out.
Of course, if you're single, there's a void.
No, I meant your bedside table or your just general life.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
like if you buy this candle or these bits or this organizer or this storage hack, like here
that
is...
That never stops, does
we
it?
We are but one sail away from your personal void being filled.
Yeah, Jesus fucking
so,
Christ.
Describe the table to me. What are we working with?
Oh, okay. So after...
Oh!
Right. So last table, you would appreciate this.
Last table, last house?
Last table, last flat. Moved into this flat with that table and thought... You simply have to get yourself together.
Last table.
Last table was an upturned apple cart on its side.
What's like an apple cart?
So it just said apple cart on the side. Apple box.
It said apple cart
crate,
on the side.
Apple crate.
Apple crate.
It said crate.
So like thin space between.
Space between.
And it says apple cart on it.
Yeah, because I think it was one of those, it was from like Wayfair or something, so it wasn't
so like
real.
A fake.
Fake one, yeah.
Fake
so like just, but
Covent Garden apples.
I mean, it probably did say Covent Garden apples
perfect
on it.
I've got a complete purchase on it and I'm in. I love that for you.
I thought, this will be great. What I'll do is I'll buy three of them, put them on their side horizontally.
Yep.
So you've got shelves.
Yes.
Simply. What I didn't think is the Dove, because they just fall off.
Sure.
Each other. The shelves aren't regulation. You can't fit books in them because the shelves are too narrow.
Well, they're for apples, of course.
Well, they're famously for apples.
Then to take to market, of course.
Yeah, to take to the Covent Garden Market.
Yep.
And then at the top, I was like, well, that'd be good because then the top bit will be the surface area of my... We couldn't balance anything on it. Couldn't put a lamp on it. Couldn't put anything on it. I had that for 4 years. And
so what was on anything on the top?
A lamp that was, I would say, propped up against the wall behind it and half on the apple cart. And then every week I would wake up and try to get my phone, I get something, and just upset the apple crates.
Oh, every single. The word crate is what we needed.
Yes, because cart is a trolley, isn't
it? Yeah, cart is wrong, but and yet it has all the right letters.
It does, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So is the top got slats in it?
Yes. So couldn't fit anything on. So
you couldn't place anything, so it would drop through.
Phone drop through.
Yeah.
Onto the books I couldn't put in there.
Yeah.
So it was like the books were sort of horizontal as well, so it just looked very, very messy. And this was very sad because this was the first time I'd had a flat that I wasn't moving every like 6 months. So I was like, moved in with my boyfriend and was like, right, we're going to be here for as long as we can. So
apple crates, where have they gone? Gone.
No, the apple crates were for that flat. I was like, we're going to be here forever or for a long time. So apple crates go in. I'm going to fashion myself the perfect bedside table.
Great.
And that was what I did.
Yes, perfect. And it was apple crates.
It was apple crates, which I couldn't put anything on, put anything in, and kept falling off. So the whole thing was a disaster. The one reason I did it was because I was like, I could slip the charger through one of the slats.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be clean, wouldn't it?
That'd be clean.
It was, but I kept losing the phone through the slats as well.
Right.
Because it would go like that.
Okay, yeah.
And I'd be like, oh, that's very clean. Off it goes.
That's gone. That's down.
Just disaster. But rather than be like, well, this experiment has failed, I was like, well, I've seen people with this. I saw it on Instagram. So I'm just not, like, my comportment around the apple crates is obviously wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing the right energy to the crates.
What does comportment mean?
Basically, like behaviour.
Like at a finishing school.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, you're being too rambunctious around the apple crates.
Yes, I need to... Yes, so I thought it was me and I was bringing the wrong energy to the apple crate.
Yes.
It's so boring, like, the amount of times I say things on this podcast. It's just like, yeah, you know, when people say the greatest characters that are created in fiction, you can put them in any situation, you know exactly how they'll react.
Mm.
I'm so fucking predictable that I will buy a bedside, I will create a bedside table and be like, and it's a bunch of crates.
Yeah.
And then go, well, I suppose it's my department.
That is, yeah.
It's so boring.
Whereas I would be like, well, get the wood glue out.
Yes, you'd make,
and then I'd glue them together.
But this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Myself to the apple crates.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't reveal I'd done it. No. And I'd really hurt myself. And yes. I'd never tell anyone how I got the injury.
Yes.
And I'd be like, well, the phone keeps slipping through. So what we'll do is we'll glue the cable through and up and we'll make all these bits. Then we'll just make it worse and worse and worse.
I think that sounds quite good. But that's because I'm coming from it from my angle, which is just like, what's wrong with me? Looking at some apple crates.
Sure.
So obviously this went through lockdown as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one bed flat. So like, it was a big part of my life, these apple crates just falling over. And my partner being like, do you want to buy a bedside cabinet?
So there's three on top of each other, and would they tumble?
Constantly.
Got it.
But they wouldn't fall like, they just go, oh, and they just like lean on the back of the wall. So every time my phone alarm would go, it would be like this. Bing, blah, 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 and then me go, oh, God, it's fallen. My fucking, what's wrong? Why am I, what?
My comportment.
Every single morning.
So we moved to the new house.
To the new flat. This is maybe 3 years ago. We moved to the new flat. I'm like, okay, they're not coming with me. They actually did remain. And then I got this hand-me-down thing. And it's a little kind of three wicker drawers and like a dark wood frame and like, you know, a little square on the top. It's solid. Like it's a solid
piece of furniture. It came to you.
Hand-me-down, but it looked new, like basically, like his belly.
But they didn't buy it for you especially, it was just in the house.
No. Like, do you want this? And I was like, that would be a really good bedside table. It's got three big, and the drawers are very deep. The problem is the surface area of the top of the bedside table is enough for a lamp, but for some reason, the lamp falls off anyway. And also, it's too tall for my phone charger to my plug socket, so I still have to put my phone on the floor. And I panic and I don't know what to put in the drawers. The drawers are empty.
Okay.
My phone can't go in it. My lamp falls off it.
Got it.
But there's nothing wrong with it. Like, it's like, it looks like what, but I can't, I'm not making good use of the drawers. Mm-hmm. It tips backwards because I've not... It's like having when like a tote bag falls off your arm because you've not got anything in it. There should be things in the drawers, but the drawers are empty.
So it's too light, so it's tipping. So it's too, it's but there tipping. Must be some gravitational impetus for it
the
to
large
tip.
The large robot lamp that I've got on the top of it, which I don't want.
And that's weighting it badly, so it's tipping constantly.
It's tipping, yeah.
Okay.
Take that off probably immediately. I can hear myself speaking now.
Do you want the robot light?
It's my husband's. Yeah. I hate it. But I also, it's like it's got a little face and I feel sorry for it. So
okay,
I have
but
to
it needs
it.
To go in another room.
Yeah.
It can't. It does not serve you in your bedroom.
It doesn't.
It has to go.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah. I do have a good lamp that I'd like to put on there.
What, it's in another part of the house?
It's sort of in a cupboard.
Right. Robot on top of a shelf to be nice. Oh, yeah, into the okay. living room.
But he doesn't look good in the living because he looks like a child's lamp.
Okay, just different room for him for the minute.
Okay.
Lamp out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
Onto the top.
Okay.
And it's tipping over purely because of the robot, or do you kick it?
No, I don't
this
kick
cupboard.
It. I don't kick
is your comportment affecting this?
I think my comportment is better around
it.
This.
Okay.
Yeah. My issue is that there's not anything in the drawers. So I don't so it's it the whole thing is not big. It's quite a light sort of cheap thing. It's not like a very heavy wood thing. It's probably not even proper wood.
Okay.
So it needs I want to put things in the drawers.
Okay.
But I don't really have anything to put in the drawers. It was I cleaned them out when I moved because I moved in a year and I was like, what's in the drawers? And it was all like a shoelace.
Bits.
Some bunting from a birthday.
You thought tidy that way, that's in the drawer.
Greetings cards, you know.
Okay. Do you have more to express?
I've stained the top of it.
On purpose?
No.
Gosh, okay.
With a bottle of nail varnish remover and it's sort of just completely... So I've got big rings on it.
Why was the nail varnish remover...
I've taken my nails, of course.
Yeah, but...
And then I decided I'd take the nail varnish off.
But you were doing it in bed?
On. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Okay, and what else is on the top?
Oh, lamp, little jar. I'm very proud of this. I've got a little jar that when I'm like taking my hair bubbles out and my clips, I put it in there rather than just go like, take them out and then be like, well, how fast they've gone. So then the next morning I'm like, oh, the clips, they're there.
They're the clips. Wonderful, that's excellent. And that stays up and that's not tipping.
It tips. But I balance it against the robot's legs.
And what do you think is causing that to tip?
I think it's I think
it's just the hands coming in. Is that fair? Or is that coming in?
The hands? I did have a wooden hand on top of it. It kept falling over.
What was the wooden hand for?
Fun.
What? I just meant your hands, but there's also another wooden hand on
there.
There's
a wooden hand on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, that'd be fun to put rings on and stuff.
Okay.
But it's very light, so that would fall over.
That's falling over as well.
The whole thing would tip. So nothing was starting.
Okay. And what else is on the top?
I managed to put my phone on it, but I can only put my phone on it like on the edge, right on the edge. So then at night, it just falls on the
floor.
Why
is it on the edge?
Because I got a video on.
Because of that hat.
Because the plug socket is too far away to stretch. But I don't want it to be on the floor. So it goes like that and then it falls every night.
Okay, right.
I do like invoices and stuff. I don't. I'm a proper human being. I don't.
But
understand.
That's the thing. What is
your problem?
What is your problem? No. Like, what is the message of like so much of this podcast is literally be like, here are your skills, and here are your things that aren't your skills. And sometimes you've just got to know, like, huh. Not for me. You know, like, I'm with this. Is, and
but
also
I have
like,
to have a bedside table.
Of course you do. I'm not saying no. Don't worry. I'm not saying no bedside table. I'm just saying what you're attempting here. You're like, why isn't it working? But I think we just need to totally reassess the whole situation.
Okay.
I think this is...
Shall I get rid of the bedside table and start afresh psychologically?
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
So pop that on Gumtree.
Okay.
Let that go. You know,
it's so stained though, but yeah, okay.
Well, if somebody wants it,
True, yeah.
And then at least it feels like you're like, and goodbye, thank you, because it was given to you as a gift. So it feels like there are a number of things on there, the robot, the things, the stuff, you know, that are like, you were given to you that shouldn't be directly there beside your bed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that space is maybe an issue in the bedroom, that like maybe you're knocking into stuff.
Currently, yes. So I'm moving, so I don't know what that will be like. But I think every bedroom I've ever been in, really, we kind of get the biggest bed
possible
we can
course.
For that room.
Absolutely,
and
you
then
must.
There's a space either side. And it's never like a huge amount of space.
So really exciting, new bed, new space, new starting afresh.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so and new bedside table.
Now, this is the other problem.
Okay, please, ready.
Is that... So I've bought like three.
Yeah.
In what, the last
now, in preparation?
2 years.
Okay, right.
No, I just keep buying cabinets.
Okay.
Because I'm like, this is a good cabinet.
Yeah.
And then it arrives and it's insane.
Okay.
So the one that I've got that I can swap it with is like a very tall but incredibly thin cabinet. So when you open it, the door is, what you can put, there's no shelves. It's just one very long hollow. I don't know why.
What? Okay, so how narrow are we talking? Let's do this narrow.
It's not this narrow.
15 centimetres.
Yeah, you can't put it. So what I was thinking was like a...
So in the picture online when you bought it, what inspired you? What did you think, oh, that'll be good? What did you think? What did you think you would go in there? In the
it's
long
like
hollow.
It's like a different person buys them. That one, I was like, well, there's not... I don't want three drawers because I'm overwhelmed because I don't have anything to put in them.
Okay.
So one hollow, that's doable. And then I thought, well, it's always going to be a small amount of space, so small hollow, so it doesn't fill the whole space.
Okay.
But I can't, but also it's too tall to even put my phone even a bit on it.
Okay. Okay, so, and I don't think you knew it was tall. Was that fair to say before it arrived?
I mean, I did measure it and I thought, yeah, that's fine.
Right, okay.
But,
sometimes measurements aren't your strongest
I think every time they're not my strongest, yeah. Awful at them.
Yeah.
So I look at it and I go, yes, that's a that looks like that would be a bedside
that,
table.
That looks right.
And then, but and the surface area on top of the cabinet is smaller than the one I've got, and I can't fit anything on that one. So,
okay,
and also it's in the living room now, that long hollow, and it's not got anything in it or on it.
Do you know where that needs to go?
In the bin.
No, on Gumtree.
On Gumtree.
Just off he goes. He needs to go. Okay, so you said you bought three. What's the next one?
The next one was like another sort of experimentation with crates, but that was very quickly jettisoned.
And talk me through, is that just like fun? That's vintage?
Yeah,
that's
and I was
nice.
Like, I'll glue them together this
fantastic.
Time. The slats are less and they look bigger.
But the aesthetic of the crates, that appeals to you? Or
it
you...
did, but then when I looked at it, I was like, I actually don't like that. I
no.
think it's not really very me, but I don't really know what my interiors what? Is.
And lo, there's the hit of the whole fruit.
This is the hit of the whole fruit. So like because it all came down to, it all stemmed from... It all stemmed from when I moved into the flat that I'm currently in. I had a room of one's own. I had my own office and my partner had his. And it was like, I can decorate this and do whatever I want in this room.
Great.
And I was like, this would be great. And I didn't deal with it very well. I was like, yeah, I'm going to really like discover my interior style. I'm going to experiment with this. And then the first thing I got was like a fucking shell-shaped forest green and gold office chair that I'd seen so much on Instagram, and it was really uncomfortable and hurt my back. So I was like, Well, it was like £140. And then I found one of the sort of like these kind of proper, like ugly, sorry, but like comfy like chairs. Downstairs by the bin.
Fantastic.
Brought that up and was like, this is the bet, this is so nice.
Okay.
But then from then on, I've been like, oh no, everything I choose is because I've seen it on Instagram mm-hmm. rather than like my own personal choice. We did a game over Christmas when my sister came home, which was like, let's go on YouTube and find each of our perfect houses. So Gina found one and it was like loads of plants and like, it was in Australia actually, I think. And it was well, like, it was just very, very her. And it was really like interesting looking and whatever. And then when it came to me, it was like, I don't know, like a goth house. It's like, no, that's because I wear black clothes. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to live in a goth house.
Okay.
And then I said, like, this is my aesthetic a lot. And then everyone believed me. And I felt like I'd lied because I had.
You've lied to yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Lot going on. Lot going on.
Maybe I should relax about the fact that I'm being advertised.
Not even just to close the word about. I just stop. I should relax. Full stop.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Go on. Relax about what? The idea.
About the fact that people are advertising and swaying my interiors opinions.
Mm.
I don't think I care enough about what a cabinet looks like. So then I just get overwhelmed when you go on the website and it's like, there's like 4,000 cabinets. And you're like,
I'm overwhelmed. What do I want? What will fix me? I totally get it. Okay. I do have some thoughts, but okay. I have one last question, which is talk me through the drawer situation. What is it that you feel that you don't have anything to put in the drawers?
Well, the drawers are just empty. Long hollow's empty.
Are there other drawers in your house?
Yeah.
And you feel fine to fill those, but there's something about filling a bedside table drawer.
I'm not good at drawers. So we've got drawers in the house, but I think they're my partner's domain.
So I think you probably struggle a bit when like things are in the drawer. You're like, what's in there?
Like 100%.
So you like to be able to see all the things.
Yes.
So a drawer to you is you're like, that's a danger zone for me. That's going to be full of shoelaces and bits. I don't want to be able to hide things away.
Yes.
I need just like cleanliness and out on the surfaces.
Yeah.
I don't need this. So let's be like, great. We don't need a hidden turmoil.
And I always like, no, it's there. And I'm like, that's my secret, is that there's a horrible drawer over there that's full of all my shit.
Would it please you to have a drawer that was a good clean space?
Oh my God, I would love that.
Okay, and what when you imagine pulling it open, what's in there? Can you see anything?
Oh, like bits, like all my notebooks.
Okay.
I basically have this image where I'm like, I've got to get that thing. And then I'm like, oh, it's in that drawer.
Can you say what the thing is before we go there?
Passport?
Do you know, that's what I was thinking as well.
Okay.
So what if the bedside table drawer is just like important document? Like it's like passport. It's like your anything nice that needs to go in there. It's like neat. It's like, where's my...
But this thing, look, passport. And then you're like, well, what else? What, my like tax documents, my cervical smear reminders.
Do you know, I haven't got any further than passport. So what if we just put the passport in the drawer?
Yeah, that's fine.
What if it's completely
empty,
clean drawer?
With just one passport in it. Take me!
Right, and then yeah, when you're okay. like, people are like, where's your passport? You're like, I do know.
In the drawer. And then, but don't you get it? Because when you open it, that will look mad.
Yeah. You can't know what's in there. Yeah. It'll be like when you go to a hotel and there's just the Bible
yes.
in the drawer, but it's your passport.
Okay. I've got my old passport. So I have two passports. So you can have a friend.
So you open this drawer. It's white. It's clean. It's immaculate. And there's just two passports. Is your passport in a case or anything nice like that?
I think it's in a cage. No. Maybe I'll do that.
Not if you don't want it.
I don't.
That's perfect. See?
I've got a War and Peace book that's hollowed out.
Yep.
With like some sort of like shit in it from a long time ago that I don't really know what it is, like rocks and stuff. Could put that in there.
Would that please you?
I don't know.
Okay, just precious things.
Yeah.
Okay, I think let's be clear with our categories. Otherwise, you'll just start putting precious stuff in there. It's not about precious. It's about the passports.
It's about important documents.
But the passport can go inside War and Peace if that would bring you happiness. Okay, so we've got a bedside table. It's got one drawer.
Okay.
Would two be too much? I think
I cannot have it where it's got a drawer and then like that space
there. No space, there won't be space.
What the fuck is that? Like, what are you supposed to put in there?
Don't worry, we're not going to have that.
Okay.
I'm just seeing if you need two drawers.
Maybe.
Don't say maybe.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Two drawers.
Two drawers.
Yes. Because then we've solved one.
Yeah, and then
who
what?
Knows
and
what
maybe
I
it could
do
be the sentimental.
War and Peace.
War and Peace.
Rocks.
Treasures, rocks, bits, and it's just for treasures. No shoelaces.
Yeah, but that's so hard because the treasures always becomes shoelaces for some reason. But it's fine, I can sort that out. I think I'm like a hoarder, but very quietly.
Mm.
I'm trying to fight against my nature, and the bedside table is the front line.
I'm going to call it one drawer. I'm gonna make the decision for
us. I immediately
us.
Feel good about that. I've been released from the two drawer situation.
Thank God. And okay. The one drawer's just got two passports in it.
That's it.
It's white. It's immaculate.
Almost pointless. I could put
it's not
things
pointless
like my phone charger.
Because you don't know what your passport is.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Right. What are you going to do with your phone charger?
Well, what about if I put like sleep accoutrements in there? So like headphones for when I'm sleeping. Eye mask.
Gorgeous. Now what?
Melatonin.
Two drawers. They cannot combine. Ne'er the twain shall meet. Yes. Two passports alone staring up. Next drawer, sleep accoutrement.
Okay.
We have, this is, you've got to keep these.
I've got to categorise.
Categorise.
Okay.
Very clear. Only sleep accoutrement in here.
Okay.
Okay?
And yes.
That's perfect because it's for the bed.
It's for the bed.
These are the right things in the right place.
Okay.
You've done really well.
I have to get rid of the little robot lamp, don't I?
Yeah, he's going to a different room. Don't stress about him. He's just going to a different room.
I feel like the robot lamp has known for ages that I don't want him, so I overcompensate by being like, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, no, he can go by my bed. Because I was like, he knows that I want him gone. And now for about 5, 6, 7 years, I've had the robot lamp.
Okay, that's enough time to say, how would you feel if a robot didn't come with us to the next house?
Sorry, I'm not talking about my partner. He does not care. I'm talking about the robot lamp. I feel like the robot lamp knows that I don't want him.
I need you to give me the robot lamp. At our next session, I need you to bring me the robot lamp.
At our next session. Okay, yeah, thank you.
Oh, no, I did say that.
Yeah, I did say that, yeah. And to be honest, I asked for that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next time we record, I need you to bring me the robot lamp.
Oh, okay.
And trust that I won't let him go anywhere that he isn't loved and cherished.
Okay.
And I swear that to you.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But you are incapable of letting him go, so give him to me.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
I think this is the bedside table. It should be no hollow underneath, just four legs.
Oh, yes.
Sturdy, almost like actually quite hard to lift. He's
yes,
so heavy.
Yes, heavy, yes.
The heaviest motherfucker we can find.
Okay.
Oak.
Okay.
I'm going to put him in white. What do you think?
No, I'm going to go dark wood.
Gorgeous. Dark oak is strong. He's sturdy. He just has four legs going up like a table. So there's nothing underneath. Underneath here, it's just clean.
Okay. I'm totally clean. Yeah.
It's just clean. Then we have one beautiful, oh, sorry, two drawers.
Yes.
One sleep accoutrement, one passport. Gorgeous.
Done.
Then a huge surface area.
Too bigger, much surface
bigger
area.
Than the room.
Okay.
Absolutely massive.
Yes.
And on that, we have one lamp.
Yes.
How do you feel about candles?
Love them.
One candle, unlit, purely a show candle.
Okay.
Candle in candle holder.
Yeah. Possibly a crystal. I've got a candle holder that is a crystal.
Wow. We're finding solutions left, right, and center.
Yes.
And then, so that's the lamp, the candle, the crystal, and the phone.
The little jar with my hair clips.
Open the drawer for a sleep accoutrement, in go the tip clips.
Yes,
she closes the drawer, it's bedtime. Lamp, crystal, phone. Only thrice shall I hit the top. only three things up there.
Okay, that's fine. I can do that.
Your water, what's coming to the, what's coming, the water?
Can it be tea, water, other tea, some more water. My bedtime gummies as well.
They're in the sleep accoutrement.
Of course they are.
Okay, so the drawer's thing, and then the top is nice and big, and it's wood, so even if it does get stained and thing, it doesn't matter. It's just going to add to the aging process. You know, there's the bits on it.
Pop a little coaster on there.
Gorgeous, but we're not going to stress too much about the top. No. It's a good, sturdy oak that's like, yeah, mess me up. I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it'll look good.
I'm dark wood.
It'll look distressed.
I'm not distressed. I'm ready to be lived in. I'm for living. I'm not to be taking, you know, I'm not to be precious around. Oh, you can't tip me. Try, motherfucker. Stain me.
I'll go through the wall if you tip me.
The heaviest thing you've ever felt. Okay, then the phone, and I suspect the plug in the bedroom will be in a weird place. What are we going to get? Extension cable.
Oh,
and then we're going to get an 8-foot plug.
A charger.
No, a massive 8-foot plug.
Really short
wire. Huge, yeah.
Tiny wire. Charger.
UK regulations out the window. It's such a fire hazard. No, really, really long cable. Then we are going to put a bit of masking tape over the plug.
Oh.
Things to be like, this doesn't leave the room. This cable
what
is
for... What do you mean a masking tape? Why will that stop it leaving the room?
Masking tape over the plug on the plug socket.
Right.
But it's just to stop you every day being like...
Yes, remind me.
The
like,
masking tape is there to be like, no.
So I've got one phone charger. I should have two. I should have one that's out and about, one that's...
What, exactly. And so like that one does, then you're not rumbling under the bed every day putting your charger in. It's like that's masking taped in, that stays.
Okay.
Long, long charger. What we can do, I'll come around and help. We're going to get like a little... copper clip that you use for piping.
I wondered when copper was going to come.
There it comes.
And you, piping.
Yeah. But it's so small. We're going to put the cable through it.
Yeah.
Then we're going to attach it to the oak cabinet, bedside table. And so then it means that it can't get lost under the bed. It's just
up.
That's it's there.
Good.
It doesn't, can't run back through it and disappear. It's always just like, where's my cable? Oh, here it is.
Okay, great.
It's right there. It's always available. And that's your topper.
But
there's no other display books. There's no hand. There's no robot. There's no stuff. Because those can go on shelves
or
bookshelves.
Or get rid of them.
Yeah, but like your lovely decorative things aren't for the bedside table. That's purely for sleep and practical and clean.
Thank you so much. This has really helped.
I can't wait to come around and help with this.
I'm going
to
like fully revolutionized my life.
I think so too. You've done really well today. I'm going to see you at our next session.
Absolutely exhausted.
What a lot we pushed through today.
We really did.
And also when we picked, it was like, let's just do something light and fun. And then it was this.
I knew it would be like, it's like the bath one. Yeah. I was like, I have to have a bath. And I was like, I think I cried in it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot, isn't it?
It's a lot.
Life is a lot.
Life is a
lot. What can we learn if not that life is a lot?
Get some copper thing piping.
Don't
clips.
Focus on that. Don't focus on that part.
And
don't
put
focus
the charger
there.
On it.
Don't focus
along
there.
With your robot.
No, oh my God.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay. Okay. Well, I imagine we'll be doing a part two of this.
Yeah,
okay. Goodbye, everyone. Bye. See you next week.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.